And also, to be honest with you, I messed it up to the end, but the Lord just gave me something to say. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. You know, it's time that we, the body of Christ, stand up for the Lord Jesus. If we'll not stand up for God, we may fall for everything. Think about that. We need to take a unpopular stand. We need to stand up for what's right. When people say it's okay to do this, I don't believe it. If it doesn't line up with God's holy word, to me, it's wrong. Sin is sin, and we need to tell it like it is. If people don't like it because it's unpopular, well, fine, I'm just unpopular. I didn't come to do what they want. I come to do what my Heavenly Father wants me to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There's too much permissiveness in the world today. Come on now. That word permissive means to what is allowed, what you allow, what you grant. And we have allowed a lot of things to come into our homes. Come on now. We've allowed a lot of things to come into our homes which have flooded the minds and hearts of our kids and even our grandkids. And we've not taken a stand because it's unpopular. I don't care. I don't care. I'm going to stand up for what's right. I'll take it to my grave if I have to. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Turn in your Bibles with me this evening to 1 Corinthians chapter 5. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. And when you find that verse of Scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 5, put your finger there and go to Romans 13. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, when you found both of those, please stand as we reverence the Word of God this evening. We'll begin with 1 Corinthians 5, verse number 6. Hallelujah. Your glorying is not good. Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump? Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore let us keep the feast not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Now Romans chapter 13, beginning with verse number 11. In that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Jesus said in John 9 and 4, he said, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. How many understand that when it's nighttime, we sleep? But during the day, all the daylight hours, we need to be working for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Amen. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. And you'll never find any verse of Scripture in God's Word that says to take Jesus off. Amen. Put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Hallelujah. Pastor, would you pray again this evening? Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you, Lord. You tonight, and we thank you for the truth. We thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, for the promise thank you, of your word. And if we stand
thank you, Lord,
in
Jesus.
Your word,
yes, Lord, God.
Lord, we will not fall.
Hallelujah.
And Father, if we stand in your word, the truth will prevail.
Yes, Lord.
So, Lord
Jesus,
Jesus
yes,
we
Lord.
Ask you today as we put you
hallelujah.
On in our life, Lord, as you manifest
hallelujah.
Through us, touch others, and
hallelujah.
We ask it in Jesus.
You may be seated. Hallelujah. Just prior to us leaving to come down south, just right before Christmas, we ministered at a United Methodist Church in Pennsylvania, about almost an hour and 10-minute drive from where we live in West Virginia. Went over and did a morning service, early morning service, about 9 o'clock at Bethany Chapel, and then came to another church and did the second service there. And afterwards, we went out to lunch. And while we were sitting around the table eating, the individual who owned the restaurant came, and he knows the pastor and his wife because they eat there quite a lot.